probably not be able to do that right now, but I'm pretty sure in a couple of weeks she'll probably be hitting me with something. All right, I'll be around. I just I got all my radio equipment back on the air here about 15 minutes ago, so the home ham shack's put back together.
Wayne, I'm glad you got your shack put back together. And, you know, that's supposed to be the first thing you do, you know, when something happens, you know. When we moved, I told Joy, I said, the first thing I'm going to do is set the radios back up. She said, first thing you're going to do is set up the beds. Well, first thing I did was hook the power supplies up, throw the antenna up in there, and hook the radio up so I could talk on the radio. Then I set the bed up.
Later from that, for me, we had gotten the house all done up. I had my mobile stuff, and then I think maybe about 2 months after we'd been here, I think I put a tower up and then started throwing antennas every which way. And they're out there in the middle of it, throwing it up. But, yeah, I got the 8800 and I got the 590 hooked up, back up, and the FT-101 hooked back up. Just waiting on my amplifier to come back. I had one of the relays freeze up in it and had to send it back to Ameritron. It got down there the day they closed the doors, so my amplifier went from Ameritron to MFJ, because that's where all, well, they ain't got no more techs. They only got two. So it's going to be at least 3 to 4 months before I see it.
Well, I hate that for you. I really do. And, when MFJ said they were doing away with all of their service techs, I said, goodness gracious. Yeah, that's not a good thing, you know. It's hard enough to find somebody to work on something now.
It may to mail it to him. And I mailed it the following week. And UPS dropped it off with him. He took it over to MFJ office, and they've been moving stuff over there every day they get a chance. Says it's going to take them a little while to get everything moved. And I'd been calling him for a week after he'd been down there for a week. And I called over at MFJ and told them I could never get in touch with nobody over there. And they said, hang on a minute. And then the guy got on the phone and told me what happened. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I think it got like 4 months worth of work done piled up on them down there.
But they've got some good records. You're keeping good records of who that stuff belongs to. Because I know there's more pieces of equipment than one down there to be worked on, unfortunately. But yeah, maybe they'll get it pushed out ahead. You know, there's a lot of these technicians that don't mind staying little stuff out. So maybe they'll get yours out a little quicker than you hope for.
They're charging $100 an hour now to do service work. Because it's just him and one other guy, they're trying to roll them out as smoothly and quickly as they can. I believe the guy that had a lot to do with the 1300 and the 1306, and then this new one they've came out with, the guy that invented the platform with it, I believe is working with him about maybe 1 week out of the month. And that guy's working on all of it by himself. So, yeah, he's covered up.
Net, but KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne down there in Seneca. Well, Wayne, you know, I hate that they've got the price on it that they've got on it per hour. But, you know, if you got a good tech and they do good work, and sometimes you don't mind having to pay that. Of course, I hate paying that kind of price when I can get in there and do most of that myself, except on this new stuff. You know, like the newer software, the new surface mount radios and stuff. I don't do that because I eyesight's not what it once was. Even and I don't have the equipment to do it with either. I don't have the cameras and the microscopes and all of that stuff that's hooked up to the computers. I still enjoy getting in there and tinkering with the old older stuff, you know, the tube stuff and the dead bug stuff. I don't do it. I don't work on anything for anybody anymore. I do my own stuff. You know, I get in there and if it don't make any difference how long it takes me or this sort of thing. But it gives me something to do when there ain't nothing I can do outside.
I can fool around with the older stuff, tube type stuff. I can fix certain things, and I can fix capacitors, resistors, and stuff like that in these older tube amps and stuff. I know a little bit about it, enough to play around with it, do some research on it. Getting those little charts and find the right components or the better components to match it and put it back. I did a bunch of stuff in that SB200 between me and a friend of mine that worked on it on and off back and forth. And, when I let it go, it was just about dang near. All it needed was those big capacitors in it. Shoot, everything in it was pretty much replaced, but... You get into them old ones and they've been sitting for a while and then start running them and stuff starts coming apart.
Is that, unfortunately. I've had some folks tell me, I used to have I had two or three variacs where you bring the power up slowly. And I had a fella tell me one time, he said, I don't know why you use those. I said, well, I don't blow nothing up. He said, well, if it's going to blow up, it's going to blow up, whether you bring it up, real slow or not. He said, it's just going to take it longer to blow up. He said, just throw the fire to it, and if it blows up, you know what to fix, what to replace. I told him, I said, well, that gets expensive. He said, well, pay me now or pay me later. He said, but either way, he said, you're going to have to replace the stuff that needs to be replaced. He said those capacitors, have been in there and they've got some age on them. And he said you need to recap this stuff ever so often anyway, unless you keep it powered up and you use it on a regular basis. He said, but if you turn it off and let it sit for any length of time, he said, sooner or later you're going to have to do it.
Hey, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've gotten a few radios over the years, and I've gotten one or two that sets way more than it should. I got one over I run occasionally that I had put up for sale, and it's an HF rig, Kenwood, and I messaged a guy to let him know that I had it, and he was eager to get it. I haven't heard nothing from him yet, but if I don't hear from him in another week, I may put it on the swap net and let it go that way.
Your DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, if you want to do that, that'll be fine. You know, you're more than welcome to do that. Anybody's welcome to put anything they want to put on the swap net that's ham-related. You know, it's got to be ham-related. You can't sell your house or your car or something like that and don't say, well, you know, I'm going to sell this house, but it comes with a ham radio in it. That don't work. I don't allow that. But, you know, if it's ham related, you know, if it's power supply, radio, a meter of some kind or something, you know, anything that we use in ham radio, even that's where to find radios now. And some people might need a computer. I need a power supply for my computer. It died sometime either last night or today. My power went off, and when it came back on, that was about, it went off about 11:30 last night, came back up about 1:30, and then got up this morning, and the internet was down, and they finally called those folks, and we had an area outage on the internet. And I came in here this afternoon, turned my computer on, and it wouldn't come on. My power supply and it died. So I'm I've got it sitting in the floor with the power supply out of it. I'm going to see if I can go through power supply and see if I can find out what's wrong with it and maybe either repair it or replace it, first of the week.
You know, Bart, you met my son at the Ham Fest that one day. He, what shit you gave him that day, I'll never forget that. It was funny. He thought, man, he done hit the gold mine. But he's got him a little place down there in his building, and he's got all those things just labeled out and got them all put where they need to go and everything. And then I tried to get him into ham radio, and then he ended up getting into collecting 1800, 1900 year model axe heads. And then he got to getting into power saws from the 60s and the 70s and started restoring those. And now he's building them from scratch. And, he's just a little young squirt, but he's already able to take them apart. I mean, he'll take a chainsaw completely apart, totally rebuild it in like an hour. He's amazing. But I've tried to get into the radio thing, and he's just not ready for it.
All that stuff he wanted, and I just said, there it is. If you want it, take it with you. But I'm glad that you got a little bit of use out of some of it. And, he's a fine young man, Wayne. He really is. And you tell him I said so next time you see him.
Most definitely will. I'll tell you, have you fooled around? And are you in the formal part of the net, or is it still you still calling it? I apologize. I just went to rag chewing with you.
Yeah, we still in the net.
I'll tell you what, I'll hang around and let you keep calling. I'm sorry. It's just I haven't been on here so long, and I always enjoy getting to talk to you and Dave because I don't hardly ever get to hear y'all. I don't hardly get a chance to get on here, and then here I go keying up the mic, and we just start chitter-chatting. You go ahead and make some calls, and when it comes around to the stump again, I'll get on top of it. KG4MUK.
Well, I'll be right back to you. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. In Kilo Whiskey 4 Echo Mike Foxtrot KW4 EMF. The name here is Roger, and I'm in Spartanburg, and I just had a quick question.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to KW4 EMF, Master Roger over there in Spartanburg. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roger. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. What's your question there, young man?
Well, I just wanted to ask. I know y'all have the swap net. I can't remember which night it is, but at any rate, is there a place on the internet that you can look at the items for sale or a list of the items for sale?
There is a place on the web. It's brars.cc. That is the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's webpage. And you'll have to go over there to the drop-down boxes. I haven't been to it in a while, but there are drop-down boxes, and it'll say SwapNet. You go down there, and you can see the stuff that's on the SwapNet book. And some older stuff that's on there that, a lot of it is from Silent Keys. The stuff is still available, as far as I know. And if you cannot put anything on it yourself from there, but you can send me an email at my call sign, KI4DOS, at bellsouth.net, and tell me what you want listed and give me some contact information so I can, when I put it on the net on Wednesday night is when I call the swap net. But you can shoot me an email with what you want to put on there. with the price and contact information, and I'll put it on the net on Wednesday night, and I'll also put it on the SwapNet page on the computer. I'll take care of both of those. Does that help you any?
Looking for. I would just, well, I'm shopping. What I'm looking for is a HF amplifier, and I thought I would, you know, look on there. I listen to a few of the SwapNets when I can, and I have listened to you guys SwapNet, but hadn't really found what I was looking for. But that was the information I was looking for. I appreciate it. This is KW4 EMF back to net control.
Tell you this real quick. I do have one amplifier that is not on the web page yet. Fella sent it to me in an email. It's a Kenwood TL922. That's a 1 kW amplifier. It has 1 kW, and it's wired for 115 volts right now instead of 220. And but that's the only amplifier that I'm positive I have on the SwapNet at this time.
Okay, that's actually one of the ones I was looking at. I was looking at maybe getting one of those, or maybe the Drake L4B, or I'd even looked at maybe getting a Heathkit SB220, one of those. You know, all of them got the 3500Zs in them, the 2 3500Zs.
Jim Forrester, K4JF, has that one listed, that Kenwood TL922A. He lives down in Simpsonville. But he's got it listed, and you can either contact him via email, or you can get his phone number from me if you'd like it.
The call sign is Kilo Ford, Juliet Foxtrot.
Roger, roger.
That'll do if he's good on QRZ.
As far as I know, he is.
All right, I appreciate it. This is KW4 EMF back to net.
Come on in back anytime. We'd love to have you. Yeah, this net runs, starts at 9 o'clock each night. Mine runs normally a little bit late on Wednesday nights because I love to talk, and I've got the swap net. So it runs a little longer than most of them, but just having a real good net tonight. A lot of rag chewers and good folks coming in and stuff such as that. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. If we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS, good evening, Gary, and everybody on the net. Checking an N4DME, November 4, Delta Mike Echo, and Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra, AA4QS. That's Donald. We're both in the call. Appreciate you calling the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4DME. That's Mr. Paul and his dad, Donald, AA4QS. They're both down there in Tacoma. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Paul. Tell Mr. Donald we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. KG4MUK, Mr. Wayne, down there in Seneca. What else you got for us tonight, Mr. Wayne?
Things I could talk about because I ain't been on here in so long, but yeah, I was going to tell you, since we can talk about ham radio stuff, I have thought about the that Kenwood TS-570 I got, and I'm thinking if I got that sold, I'd go ahead and sell my Yaesu FTDX-101D, and the 101D had a recall on it, and I sent it back to Yaesu. It was under warranty. I had a lot of goodies done to it, so it's it's a really good radio now compared to the ones that were put out. And if I get my Kenwood sold, I'm going to go ahead and sell my Yaesu FTDX-101D, and I'm going to turn around and go buy me a Kenwood 890. Since everything in here is Kenwood, might be the only way I would sell one and the other is to do that. And just throwing that out there just in case somebody's in the market for it, you know, that'd be something I would do. But yeah, I went through all this stuff that I went through and getting everything fixed, and then everything got I threw a bunch of stuff away. I had a lot of stuff in this shack that wasn't even hooked up, but all of my antique stuff got wiped out, and one of my other 570s got wiped out, and one of my other rigs and another amplifier got wiped out. And once I got all that fixed, everything got replaced brand new. But I just think I'd like a nice, big, pretty Kenwood sitting up there.
Damn, what you're talking about. I've got, I've got several different HF rigs, but I've got my main HF rig now is what I'm sitting here looking at on the bench. It's a Yaesu FT-990, and the thing I love about this particular radio is there are no menus. Everything that you want to do is done right from the front of the radio. And, you know, I don't have to flip back and forth and push this button for 1 second or that button for 3 seconds and to get from here to there. I got everything I want to do is right here in front of me.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's the same way my FT-101DX is. I went through that thing, and it took about a month of really reading and then getting with some really quality good amateur radio operators in different states, and we would talk on the radio and we would just keep setting it up until we found the absolute perfection, the audio quality of that radio, the receive quality of that radio is just wholesome. It's just so perfect. And I just like Kenwood just a little bit better, and Kenwood kind of, you know, for right now is kind of like a little bit out of reach. But if I sold both, I would, that's what I was going to do. But, you know, I sold my R9 a while back to a guy over in Taylor's, and he's been having good luck with it. I sold it on the SwampNet a while back. Matter of fact, I don't know if you've I don't know when I can ever get in here on a Wednesday night, because I don't never know when I'm coming home. But working up there at Piedmont all the time and then driving all over Greenville all day, you know, I'm usually getting home at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. And usually I'm stinking tired by the time I'm on my way home. I'm just like, I don't care nothing about radio.
And it does get that way. But I've got a mixture of radios here. I've got Kenwoods, I've got Yaesu, I've got ICOM, even got a couple of Tentecs. Yeah, I've got a little bit of everything. But I started to stick with one brand all the way through it, and then things didn't work out that way, and all of a sudden I had a conglomeration, and it's all right. It's all good. They're all radios, and I can't talk on but one at a time anyway.
Yeah, like right now I've got 2 meters and 440. I've got the 590 is on 80 meters. The FT-101's on 20. And the other two are just off. I figure if I just got too much going on at one time, I can't monitor more than 3 bands at one time anyway.
More than that on, but I can't really distinguish on who I want to talk to and that sort of thing. But I have reached over and picked up the wrong dang microphone doing that.
I had my radio on 15 meters and was talking to some guys that I knew, and I was listening to some guys on 160, and I heard them talking, and then I got these high mics hanging up there all together. They're all kind of in a little cluster. And, you know, I just stand right, I sit right here in front of them, and then I'll just bump whatever switch I need to bump. I bumped the one for 160, and the guy unkeyed, I guess, the wrong one. And the guy said, well, hey, Wayne, how you doing? First time I've ever heard you up here. And I looked at my radios thinking, who in the heck is that?
It goes sometimes, you know. You don't never know. But I am glad you got all your radios hooked back up and everything's going good for you down there in Seneca. What else you got for us there, Wayne?
Not a whole lot of nothing there. Just glad I could get in here and shoot a fad a little bit. I miss talking on here. I really do. And glad I got to get in here and kind of get a little spiel of it. At least kind of warm it up a little bit. This radio that I'm talking on right now, I probably haven't had it hooked up since I was mobile with it. So hopefully it sounds good as a base unit. Evidently it has, or you would have said something. But anyway, Gary, I enjoyed it. I really did. I'm going to stick around, listen a little bit. And I don't know if I got your phone number, but if I get a chance, I might send it to you through EchoLink.
That'll work. However you want to do that. If you don't have my phone number, I'll give it to you. I don't care. There's a lot of folks out there in Radio Land that's got it. And it's 864-567-1101 that's my cell phone. And if I don't answer it, leave me a voicemail or a text or whatever you want to do. And if I don't answer it, I'll get back to you, because a lot of times I'll have my phone and I'll be outside doing something, and it'll be laying on the tractor, or I'll be under a vehicle, or who knows what, or on the lawnmower, and I don't hear the phone. So if you holler at me that way, leave me a message or text me a message or whatnot, and I'll get back to you. Well, I'm good talking with you a little bit this evening. I wish we could take it a little bit longer, but I think I better close the net out here, see if I got any more check-ins or any other actuaries, and then I'll close the net out. And I'm with you, and I'm glad you got your radios all hooked back up. We have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I can't send my net report because my computer's down right now, but I'll take care of that tomorrow. But folks, for your information, we had a grand total of 58 tonight. Good net on a Saturday night. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.